Good morning, my beloved brothers, and God bless each of you as we come together on this wonderful Wednesday to share our convictions about our Christ and to share in this wonderful and inspirational time of meditation and prayer. We praise God for each of you joining us on this day. God has been unnecessarily good to each of us, and for that we are indeed thankful. We're delighted to have each of you on the phone. I would ask that you would invite others to this prayer call. Reach out among those who are members of your concentric circle of contact, those who are your land brothers, your chapter brothers, those who are you are familiar with in a very intimate way that are members of our fraternity. Have them join us every day for this very beneficial time of fellowship and faith. Praise God again for each of you. Delighted especially to have members of our Supreme Council, those who are current members and those who are former members of our Supreme Council, to join us on this line. We're delighted to hear the voice of our visionary on the phone, Brother Reverend Dr. Staccato Powell, who joins us each day on the phone. The visionary for this effort is on the phone, and we're delighted to have them join us. We praise God for his participation and his prayers and obviously his presence. We're delighted to have also with us GB35, Brother Grand Dr. Dorsey C. Miller joins us each day on the phone. We're always delighted to have him to join us as well. And then, my brothers, what a joy it is to have every day to greet us, our media pass, Grand Basilis GB40, Brother Dr. Antonio Faithful Knox, as I call him. He's been faithful. I can't think of a day that he has missed this call since we began this effort in earnest. And we praise God for his presence. And it's at this time I turn the phone over to him that he might greet us, that he might greet us in his own way. God bless you, Brother Dr. Knox. You have the phone, sir.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Reverend Doctor. And good morning, brothers. Brothers, each day that I come to the call, I'm inspired by the names that I hear, by brothers coming on this call that I look up to. And this morning, I'm truly inspired. I hear my DR, Brother Kurt Walker, as he's coming on this call, and he knows, he trusts and believes in the Lord, and he's going to come through this. And certainly it has given me a lift this morning. Brothers, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people. Brothers, I thank you each and every day for what you do. Brothers, just look around at the great things that happened for Omega as the Lord is bringing us through all these troubles in the world. But brothers, please continue being who you are and doing what you do. I thank you each and every day, and please know that I love you all.
God bless you, Dr. Knox, and we love you as well. Thank you so much. And yes, we are delighted to have Dr. Kurt Walker from the 6th District to join us. He's been on before, but I think today is the first day he's actually announced himself, and we're so delighted that God has spared him and raised him and healed him to this point where he can join us and announce himself on the phone. What a blessing. What a joy. God bless you,
Amen.
Brother Walker. And brothers, thank you, Dr. Knox. We praise God for you again.
Thank you, Reverend Doctor.
And brothers, that's testimony to the healing power of God. Chaplain for the 10th District is on the line. He was adversely affected by COVID and was for 7 weeks out of commission. But God has healed him and brought him back, and it's my pleasure and my privilege to present him to us now so that he might bless us with this time of meditation and lead us in prayer. I speak of another, to Brother Richard Killer Keller. God bless you, Brother Keller. You have the phone, sir.
Amen, Amen. Dr. Keller.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Grand Chaplain, to our visionary Brother Staccato Powell and his able assistant Brother Ray Johnson, and to GB40 and GB35. I greet you this morning in the precious name of the supreme bosses of the universe, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Psalm 34 says, "Brothers, I will bless the Lord at all times, his praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good, and blessed is the man that trusteth in him. This morning, brothers, we come on this new line that we've all called in on. I pray that none of you had any difficulty in accessing it. It was pretty simple, and thanks to Brother Graham for sending it out, and to Brother Kirkland for his diligence and also making that known to the brothers this morning so that you all could be here on this tabernacle of testimony that we use, this technological platform. This morning, our reflection comes out of the book of Micah, out of the book of Micah. For the next couple of days, our district chaplains will lead you through the book of Micah. And just briefly, brothers, the message of Micah is like that of the prophets before him. It's not pleasant, nor is popular, because God knows the sins of his people, and the terrible judgment is close at hand. For continued social injustice, oppression, exploitation, and the self-serving interests of leaders and prophets, the nation will experience destruction and a generation of captivity. But in the midst of this, as always, the prophet of God, Micah, offers a word of hope. The divine deliverer is coming, and when he does, he will rule with the Lord's strength, and majesty and peace will prevail. And so in this book, we'll look at the judgment of Judah, and we'll look at Judah's triumph after the violence that comes down on them from the condemnation of the Lord and the punishment for their injustice. And then tomorrow, Brother Chaplin will cover the books 3 and 5 that will deal with Judah's day of triumph. And then on Friday, we'll look at the vindication, the conflict, and the preservation of justice that we find coming on to Judah. We got to remember that Micah lived in the days before Christ, and he just came to warn people that the judgment is coming and to offer pardon to all those that repent. We find that there's wicked leaders, and you heard me refer to social injustice. It's almost like that which we experience today in this new Jim Crow era that we're living in, and these yet to be the United States of America. And so he talks about the ensuing judgment that's coming. We find that the overview of these first two chapters is that the southern kingdom has begun the final countdown to captivity in the face of anarchy from within and annihilation from without. Let me just pause right there for a moment, brothers. When we talk about the face of anarchy from within, it caused me to reflect upon January 6th of this year when we saw the assault on the capital of building of the United States. And this all happened from within. We call those people domestic terrorists. And so we see here, even back in that day, they were faced with anarchy from within and annihilation from without. And then we see the reason that we were in this war for 20 years because of someone trying to annihilate the United States from outside of our borders coming into our borders, and we entered into this 20-year war. Micah, here in this episode of the development of Judah and Israel, emerges with a message from the Lord. He tells them that God's day of judgment is upon his complacent people, is fast approaching, and woe to the one upon whom the judgment fails. It's too late to turn over a new leaf, too late to repent. Judah's wound is incurable, and only divine surgery can remove the malignancy of sin. A couple of things we want to just lift up in the highlights here. Micah was a country boy. Just like we have emerged, some of us from the South, and a lot of our parents are from the South. Micah's hometown was in Moresheth. It was about 25 miles southwest of Jerusalem, on the border of Judah and Philistia. Like Amos, Michael was from the country. And we don't know what his occupation was, but it was in a rural area. And, you know, it was pretty much an agricultural society back then. And every now and then, a family had to give up its land. And Micah condemns those who exploited the poor by acquiring their land, thus creating an impoverished, landless class that would be a burden on society. We are even dealing with the poverty in our society right now, as we see the Poor People's Campaign still being waged that was started years ago. And Martin Luther King was definitely involved in that. And we see that campaign still being waged today. And so, brothers, when we look at the incurable wounds that were happening in that day, there's the wrath of God that's inescapable. And so, therefore, when you have rebellion, there's going to be rebuke from God. And so we take a minute this morning just to pause and just think about where we are and the things that are on our mind. We reflect upon this word this morning by thinking about this. You know, we don't know where the minds of those people were during that day. They could be operating off of a big lie like a lot of people are doing today. But where does your mind wander, brother, during the moments before you fall asleep? Think about it. You know, what kind of thoughts do we have before we go to sleep? What's the first thing that crosses your mind when you wake up in the morning? I know there's a songwriter said one time, "I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus." Brother Michael Brown used to sing that song when we gathered together. Brother Brown from the 12th District, with the voice of a Bing Crosby or and a Nat King Cole, would say, "I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus." So when you wake up in the morning, what's the first thing that comes onto your mind? Hey, God, thank you for this day. It's a day that I haven't seen before, and it's a day that I'll never see again. Thank you for letting me put my feet on the ground this morning. Thank you for letting me take this breath this morning. For you know, brothers, there's some folks that just can't get up this morning. We're going to pray for some of those people today that are not able to plant their feet on the ground, some that do not have sight in their eyes and cannot see. So, brothers, when you get up in the morning, what's on your mind? You know, answer that honestly and think about that. And then when you wake up and you think about those things on your mind, you might figure out that somewhere there's a passion in your life that might be dwelling in your dreams. And you wake up in the morning and, hey, that thought's on your mind. What was it that consumed David's thoughts evening and the morning? You know, David would sing in his songs, like Psalm 63, 6 through 8, he says, "On my bed, I remember you. I think of you, Lord, through the watches of the night, because you are my help. I sing in the shadows of your wing. I cling to you. Your right hand upholds me." We come together each and every morning, so I know that what's on your mind in the morning, brothers, because you all gather to come on this prayer call. Psalms 139 and is another song that David sang. He says, "How precious are your thoughts to me, God. How vast is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more than number than the sand. And when I wake up, Lord, thank you, Lord, for waking me up. I'm still with you." So where did the thoughts of Judah's leaders turn throughout the night? Woe to those who plan iniquity, to those who plot evil on their beds. We see that in these books that there was rebellion and there was an inescapable wrath that they were doing because of the wicked leaders that were existing in that time. And so when we look at Micah in the second second chapter 1 through the second verses, we find woe to those who plan iniquity, to plot evil on their beds. At morning's light, they carry it out because it is in their power to do it. They covet fields, and they seize them and houses and take them. They defraud people of their homes. They rob them of their inheritance. And so, brothers, when we wake up in this country, even in our cities throughout the United States, where does your mind focus when you wake up? When you pause from the frantic pace of your day, or when you lie down to rest at night, Paul urged the Colossian believers, set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. I heard the songwriter said, build your hopes on things eternal. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Hold to his hand. Hold to his hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Filling your mind with the things of God, my brothers, takes a deliberate act of will. It won't just happen by accident. So today, later on today, take a brisk walk sometime today. As you exercise your body, exercise your mind as well as your spirit with Bible verses and some of your favorite hymns of the church and thoughts of God. And then reflect upon how good God has been. This is what I want you to take with you. We lose the pace of years when we hunt after the rapture of moments. I'll say that again. We lose the peace of years when we hunt after the rapture of moments. Brothers, I want to go into some of our prayer requests that we have this morning. For those of you who have not been able to submit your prayer requests, you submit them to prayingomegas@gmail.com, prayingomegas@gmail.com. If you submit those prayer requests before 9 p.m. Eastern time, those prayer requests will be honored by the chaplain the next day, offering our prayer in the morning. Those of you who were not able to do that and you have some prayer requests upon your heart, as I go through these prayer requests and we enter into this time of prayer, think on those things. If you have somebody that you're praying for, you can articulate that right now where you sit. If you're on the side of your bed, if you're at the kitchen table having your cup of coffee, dwell on that. Have your mind focus on those people that you want to lift up in prayer this morning. And if you are like me, you want somebody to pray for you, then you ask the Lord to have just somebody pray for you. I know that another songwriter says, somebody prayed for me, put me on their mind, and took a little time to pray for me. And so, brothers, as we go into this moment of intercession, we now lift up those in prayer. And so, brothers, we pray to strengthen the divine, for Scripture tells us, for those brothers and families that are going through bereavement, come unto me, all ye that labors and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Brothers, we've had some brothers leave us these past few days, and we've had some family members of brothers to leave, and I want to lift them up right now. The Supreme Bosses of the Universe is called from labor to heavenly reward. Our dear brother Stanley Stern of Iota Chapter 05, praying for the comfort of his family as we go forward today, where he was interred this past weekend. We're praying for Brother Rich Williams of Rho Gamma Gamma. His mother was called from labor to heavenly reward yesterday morning. And so we want to lift up Brother Williams and his family and place them on the altar of prayer this morning. And brothers, as we go forward, we place another request upon the throne for Brother Michael Parham. You know Brother Parham had suffered a stroke and a heart attack, but just last week, I think you might have heard on CNN that there was a four-year-old gunned down in Chicago who was visiting from Alabama. That was Brother Parham's grandchild. And so we're praying for Brother Parham and the Parham family this morning for his four-year-old grandchild that was killed due to gun violence in Chicago. We're praying for the family of Brother Cecil Collins at Pi Psi, who transitioned to Omega chapter. Brother Marcus Healy is asking a prayer for Brother Charles Clement in the loss of his father, Mr. Erlen Clement Sr., and Brother Ron Haygood in the loss of his father, Mr. Frank Haygood. We're praying for Brother Kevin Scott, Tau Kappa Kappa. He's requesting prayer for the family and loved ones of Brother Michael Hamlin, 80, Y.E., who entered into Omega chapter. And so we're praying for the family of Brother Michael Hamlin, who is battling prostate cancer and is going to be with the Lord. We're praying for all those who've lost property and lives in the wildfires of on the West Coast. We're praying for those families that have suffered losses during the hurricanes on the South and the floods on the East Coast. And so we lift them up in prayer this morning, asking God to sustain and strengthen them in the midst of their malady as they go forward. Give them the strength from day to day that they seek in the loss of loved ones and all their belongings, Lord. For you can restore all the belongings, and we thank you, God, for the memories that are embedded in the hearts of those that they continue to live forever within their spirit. We also are lifting up this morning the mother of Brother Antonio Knox. We always lift Gayla up in prayer. Gayla Knox, we ask God to continue to strengthen her body and also our grand chaplain's father. We're praying this morning, Brother Nicholas Thompson, our 12th District KRS, is asking prayer for Stuart Young out of Pyro, who is suffering from COVID-19. He's also asking prayer for Brother Robert Weekly, who was hurt in a motorcycle accident. We're praying for Nicole Thompson, who's suffering from mononucleosis. So we praise those three persons on the altar this morning. Brother Michael Wright of Ada Pi Chapter in the 2nd District is asking prayers for himself and his wife, Pam, and his son, MJ, as they go for a football game that they're traveling to in Boca Raton, Florida. And so we're asking prayer for Brother Wright and his family as they travel, and ask God to protect their teammates and give them traveling grace. We're praying for our own Brother Stakala Powell. We're lifting up Brother Steve Watkins, who was injured in a bicycle accident, past district representative of the 10th District. We're praying for all the first responders and our law enforcement personnel that are battling on the streets of Chicago. We lift up Brother Dr. Jeremiah Wright and Reverend Jesse Jackson as they continue to rehab even amidst their afflictions. We're praying for Mother Agnes Jones, Brother Daryl Jones' mother, and she still faces health challenges. We're praying for Brother Cornelison's wife, Bonnie, and Brother Ball's wife, Gladys, as they continue to face health challenges. And we're praying for Nicole Spencer as she continues to minister to her both mother and grandmother. We're praying for the wife of Brother Jeff McCamey as a praise report as she has overcome the coronavirus. And we're praying for Brother Steve Lewis, who is a prayer request that Larry is lifting up, that he is being discharged from a rehab center in Springfield after spending almost 3 months there learning to walk following several strokes. And so we're praising God that he took 800 steps unassisted the other day. Prayer still works. And so as we pray this morning, we see the things that God has done in the lives of those that we've prayed for. And so, brothers, go with me now to the throne of grace. Heavenly Father, eternal God, the creator and sustainer of life itself, we come to you this morning praising your holy name, Lord, for you're worthy to be praised from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. O Jehovah Rapha, the great healer, we now ask, Lord, that you You heal those that we've lifted up and placed on the altar this morning, that you take your divine hand, God, and touch their bodies, even now, in the midst of their malady. Let them feel the warmth of your healing hand, now, O thou divine physician. Then, Lord, take and comfort those hearts that are aching right now, and heal them and comfort them with your Holy Spirit in only the way you know how, from heaven on high. For, Lord, we know that you sit high, Lord, and you look low at the same time. We know that the earth is yours and everything that dwells therein. Now, Lord, we ask for peace on this planet, Lord, as we suffer some of the dastardly climate change results that are happening throughout this planet Earth, Lord. Some that are just due to the climate itself, and some that are due to the negligence that we, your caretakers of this garden that you've asked us to take care of, that we've neglected, God. Heal our planet, Lord. Heal not just the planet, but those that live on this planet. Those dastardly acts that people do from time to time, the social injustice that we encounter, Father. Let us as men of Omega continue to be on the forefront of social change and social action, that we continue to uplift our communities, that we are the hedge of hope on this yet to be the United States of America. Continue to provide our leaders with the wisdom that they need to move forward as we affect change in these United States. Order their steps, Father. Bless our leadership. Bless each and every brother that has been gathered on this line this morning. Bless their families and build a hedge of protection around them in the midst of this coronavirus that we are battling right now. It's a danger seen and unseen that we deal with from day to day. But, Lord, you brought us through many dangers, toils, and snares. We have already come, Lord. We know it's your grace that's brought us this far, God, and it's your grace that will lead us on. We offer this prayer in the precious name of Jesus the Christ, our Savior, and all the brothers sin. Amen.